Constitutional showdown. God first in the fight against the fourth branch of government. God first, Constitution always. This constitutional showdown begins where all rightful authority must, with God, not government. As Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 reminds us, the government shall be upon his shoulder, not ours. In our founding, it was understood that rights come from our Creator, not bureaucrats. Yet today, an unelected and largely unknown fourth branch of government has overtaken our republic, the intelligence branch. What began as an emergency post-9/11 security response has evolved into an unaccountable superstructure, wielding classified control over every other branch of government. Investigative journalist Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse has exposed its origins and ongoing abuses. His vital series, including The Modern Weaponization of Our National Security System, names the threat plainly, the fourth branch of government. Tulsi Gabbard versus the Silo State. Fast forward to 2025. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard is among the few leaders willing to challenge this entrenched power. According to Sundance's latest reporting, Gabbard has removed CIA-aligned personnel from the National Intelligence Council and installed Dennis Kirk to monitor the politicized Intelligence Community Inspector General, ISIG. The media, notably the CIA-favored Washington Post, accused her of compromising independence. But Gabbard's team provided proof of corruption. ISIG slow-walking GOP requests, embracing DEA mandates, misusing taxpayer dollars, and resisting lawful executive orders. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Her response? Clean house. Disrupt the silos. Restore integrity. When the intelligence community becomes the master. Sundance traces the origin of the fourth branch to post-9/11 legislation that created ODNI, DHS, and DOJNSD. But under Obama and Holder, those tools were reconfigured into political weapons. The FBI, DOJ, and CIA now form a public-private surveillance state, enabled by big tech and protected by the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, SSCI. Congress no longer oversees them. The president can't declassify their secrets. The use of classified processes and internal rules can also sideline courts. The intelligence branch defines what constitutes a national security interest, then uses that power to cloak its abuses in secrecy. A spiritual and constitutional crisis. This is no longer just a constitutional issue. It is a moral rebellion against the Creator who establishes right and wrong. Any government that removes itself from divine accountability becomes, in effect, a god unto itself. This intelligence branch now usurps that place. Sundance writes, not a single person in power will say openly what has taken place. They are scared of the fourth branch. And rightly so. As scripture warns, woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 1, what must be done? We echo Sundance's proposed solution, and elevate it with a God-first framework. Tier 1. Tactical civics, engage locally. Elect school board members, sheriffs, and county supervisors who fear God more than the deep state. Tier 2. Extreme federalism, reclaim state sovereignty over elections, education, and law enforcement. The Constitution begins with, we the people, not, they the bureaucrats. Tier 3. Constitutional restoration. We must push federal reforms that strip classification power from unelected agencies and restore it to elected officials accountable to God and the people. Final word, put God first, or government will be your God. We cannot restore the republic until we return to the truth. God gives rights, not governments. If we fear the intelligence branch more than the Lord, we are already conquered. We strongly recommend both of Sundance's investigative reports. DNI Tulsi Gabbard targeted for operating outside DC silo rules the modern weaponization of our national security system. This isn't just about Trump, or Tulsi, or 2024. This is about whether we believe God rules over government, or whether we surrender to a counterfeit sovereign hiding behind classified memos and surveillance contracts run by the fourth branch of government. In this constitutional showdown, let it be said that we chose to fear God, not men.